Yep, yep, yep. Those famous words here. Crossing over someone, greeting somebody, stop their car to make a left while I walk by. Always. When you guys are in the community, I'm just going to go on a little low-grade rant here, because I see this a lot in the community. The walkers are out walking, and they don't really pay attention, whether they're on their phone like I'm doing now, recording, or not. But I'm up, as you see, if you notice me, I keep looking around, because my head's always been in a swivel. So, and I understand that you might have the right-of-ways, but I do also stand that if people don't see you, your body's no match for a vehicle. No match. That's like trying to catch a humongous great white shark at 3,000 pounds, right? To get struck by a vehicle that's roughly 3,000 to 4,000 pounds. You're 150 to 100 and whatever, 200-pound frame, whatever you are, even if you're a big person, is no match. So always have your head in the swivel. I always do. I'm always watching my surroundings, interpreting my surroundings, and getting the feel of my surroundings, because the things I trust, because this is D-Boy, West Coast Uncensored. We decode the censored to bring it into the clearness of being uncensored. So you can get the mist out of the way, and you can see things clearly as the mist flies by and then covers you as you walk through it. We're them that don't see you. Ooh, I like that. But I'm here to kind of talk about, as we always talk about, word of the day, and one word that I wanted to talk about is a word that I heavily was just thinking about meditating on, and that word's the word determined. Determined. And when I think about that word determined, I started looking at the fact that different people deal with different things, and the practice of learning to transmutate your negative energy into positive energy by the act of transmutation is that if you deal with anger, you can also turn this into one of the biggest things that I read as I was doing it. You would think anger would go into calmness or some kind of opposite in that way, but it's not really. The opposite of anger is being determined. Determined. Let me cross over here, keep this car waiting, to be determined. And if you're determined, I look at that word and I see debtor, right? I see deeter or determ, a determ, and then I see the word mind, right? I'm like mining. And as we talked about a lot here, learning to mine for yourself or mind your own business or mining your own business. Are mining your own business, right? So when I see the debtor mind or determined mind, it's like learning how to use that energy to start doing the determination, right? The determination, which is kind of equal. I'm looking up to look for the light to cross. To transmute that determination from that anger into a higher place of determined mindset. That you're determined. Anybody that's determined is kind of in the mindset that they're going to get what they want and create what they want and do what they want. And they're determined, meaning they're not going to be denied. They're going to get what they want and go for their mind, and they're fully determined to the maximum amount of determination, which will go into the maximum amount of effort. Now we're talking about also in this falling in another category of stableness with being the pact that now your determination goes into the pact of learning to be disciplined with motivation factors involved in it. So learning to take the motivation of reverse engineering the determined, which comes from reverse engineering your anger, that heat element, right? Anger is heat. Degrees. 350 is hotter than 300, right? The determined one, determination, and as you transmute it into determination, now you can start building the bridge for your creativity, and you're determined. You got a project, you got a creative thing that you want to do. Look at this, what I just found. This is me when I'm in the flow of synchronicity. Yes, look what I just found. That is a very, very important sign to me that we'll talk about another time. I will talk about another time what this means. But we're going to stick to determined. So transmuting your energy of anger, which is, can be very destructive to your body, spirit, and your soul, to being determined to create action, to not be denied, no quit in you, to get and create that which you want to create for your family, for your life, for your next level. All the above I mentioned, and gives you a leg, and we call that the crazy leg or legacy. A leg with an AC, right? Give you something to stand with, stability. You're not cramped. You're not walking with the anger taking you to a deep rooted place, a deep fall, because that deep fall in the word anger would take you down to your lower self or talk to your suffering self, because that fire is going to take you to a lower self of yourself, of struggle, burning. I think about this Tibetan or saying in that is used in that they used in Buddhism is one of the sayings is anger can treat you or be like you trying to throw hot coals at somebody else, which you know what that is. That means you're the one who gets burned by grabbing the coals and throwing them, trying to put over your anger and spread it. But the opposite of that is get determined. Get on your game, what you really want to create and do. Quit staying the state in the same place. So you take that same energy and transmute it into determination. Next level stuff. D-Boy West Coast Uncensored. Good to see you. And next time I will discuss the meaning of this. Have a great day.